I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Key Christian search terms have been blocked and Christian accounts deleted on the popular Chinese social media platform WeChat. Users have also noticed they can't upload Christian videos or music. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China explains.
There's been changes from no foreigners being present to even restrictions on gatherings, and then COVID hit. And there was, you know, this mass exodus from the church for the sake of, you know, the health and well-being of the church, and then the creativity of the church to be able to meet by way of social media, you know, online services, et cetera. And now it seems as if that's being restricted.
But Chinese believers have learned to be nimble about their methods, so pray for wisdom as they seek to creatively point others to Jesus. And the COVID-19 pandemic has driven people more and more to screens and the internet. People are seeking information and they want to be connected to others. That's why Sat7 has unveiled a new social media structure for the Sat7 Arabic audience. Joe Willie of Sat7 USA tells us
that will really allow us to follow up with their requests and their questions in a much more efficient way. So there are 5 new social media channels: Sat7 Family, Sat7 Youth, Sat7 Women, Sat7 Worship, and Sat7 Daily Bread.
Sat7 doesn't just broadcast content out to people in the Middle East and North Africa. They also engage with user questions as well and provide people with guidance. As the pandemic drags on, pray that Jesus will continue to strengthen his church in the Middle East and North Africa.
That is really where the hope is found.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.